There is nothing wrong with your internet. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. We are controlling the podcast. We control the squealing and the screams. We can make your heart flutter, your eyes blur from tears, or sharpen your mind to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit back. We are in control of what you hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your setting. You are about to experience the awe and mystery known as the female mind. You are now entering the fangirl zone.
Welcome to the Mudhorn Clancast on the Fangirl Zone. I'm Sith Lord Steve.
And I'm Beskar Dave. Today we are talking the Acolyte title Destiny. Just one word, Steve.
What happened? I know.
What happened to all the duality? Episode 3 of Season 1, written by Leslie Headland, Lee Jung-jae, and Eileen Shim, and directed by Koganada.
And we have such a big, long recap on a mysterious planet, the tragic journey of two sisters begin.
Okay, let's get to the initial reaction then. I can't wait to hear what Steve says. Steve, what is your initial reaction?
I enjoyed it. It was nice to get the backstory of the twins.
Yeah, so soon.
Yeah, well, kind of had to, but I'm glad they did it this early, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much a fun episode, except for the bratty twins.
Yeah, they were extra bratty.
Yes, they were.
I suppose the Brady sisters in real life who portray Osha and May don't need any training for bickering and fighting, I would imagine.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that'll be easy. My initial reaction, yeah, it was okay. Toying with the mythology again. It always makes me a little nervous. There's nothing wrong with having another word for the Force.
Right.
And I know a lot of people had a problem with this. It's still low rated on IMDb.
Yeah.
People are moaning about it, but I don't know. Do you have any big problems with it, Steve?
Not really.
Only thing, I give everyone a chance.
Yeah.
You have to tell your own story. It doesn't have to be the one that's like carved in stone.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, why don't you just kick us off then?
All right. We open in the past on the planet of Brendok, 16 years before the events of the 2-episode premiere. The world is lush and green with sweeping forests full of creatures. We find a young Osha analyzing a butterfly-like creature under a bunta tree. She uses the Force on it to temporarily hold it in the air before letting it go. It flaps its wings a few times before pausing again. This time, her twin sister May freezes it with her Force powers. Osha calls to her, which gets May to release the creature. May says she always looks for Osha under the bunta tree and warns that it's dangerous. Osha says only if someone eats from it. May freezes another creature with the Force, which causes Osha to chastise her sister. Osha admits that she ran off because she didn't want to do a ceremony called the Ascension. May tells her not to worry because they'll be doing it together. On the walk back, girls are met by Zabrak woman named Mother Coral, who fusses at them for breaking the rules of going outside their fortress's walls. She brings the girls back, saying it's for their safety. And we see in the distance in the woods, Jedi Master Saul watches the two trio leave.
That was a little weird.
Yes. Osha, May, and Coral arrive in their bustling town where people greet the girls warmly, bow to them, and offer gifts. Mother Coral says they can have treats like spice cream after their ascension ceremony. The girl's mother, Anasea, says they can have the treats, and she sends the girls off for their training.
That's nothing but trouble when one parent countermands the other.
Yes, absolutely.
Mom, Dad said we couldn't have treats. Oh, of course you can. Ascension ceremony. Wow, I wonder why they call it ascension. Are they ascending into what? Like witchhood, I guess.
Yeah.
But it seems like an awfully Christian term, ascension.
Yep.
So anyway, Coral tells it. And Asaya of the girls sneaking out again, they both worried about the visiting Jedi. They believe the Jedi are more inland now, unaware of Saul in the Forest. That's his new nickname.
Yeah.
Girl is worried about the safety of their coven as Osha sneaks out constantly. She warns Anasea, be more firm because the twins are not normal children. Yep. Later, Anasea is giving a lecture on the Force. However, she calls it the thread. And the thread is what connects everything together. Now, this is where I rolled my eyes a little bit. Okay, now it's the thread. Okay.
Yeah, it had to be something.
Yeah, she talks down on those who use the threads as a Force power to wield. It's very much like the group, the path of the open hand. The thread ties people to their destiny and ties them to others. So I hope people don't have a problem with that because Darth Vader is always talking to Luke about his destiny.
Yes, absolutely.
And Leia gives a demonstration of the thread before telling Osha and Mei they will experience the power of many during their ascension ceremony. However, she's interrupted as the girls start to bicker. Their mother pushes them with the Force, telling them to block it. Mei does well, but Osha fails. Coral berates Osha for this. I don't know if Osha failed or she just didn't try. I mean, I guess that's a fail right there.
Yeah, she just stood behind her sister because she knew her sister would block it. So she just.
I got a theory about these two coming up, Steve.
Okay, good.
Okay, suddenly there's a noise rattling outside the room. Coral goes to see what it is, and Asaya sends the girls to the room. Go to your room. The girls sit with their mother, and Osha finally tells Asaya that she doesn't want to do the ascension, which is how they become witches. The mother puts the girls' hands together and says the ascension is about walking through fear. They must sacrifice a part of themselves to become the power of many instead of the power of one. Well, that's not too far from the Jedi, is it?
No.
And Asaya says that the galaxy does not welcome witches like them, warning Osha of another path.
Later that night, two attendants prepare Osha and Mei for this ascension ceremony. Mei and Osha bicker again because Osha won't show her sister her sketchbook. Osha doesn't want to do everything together with her sister. She doesn't want to share everything. They're not the same person. Osha brings up that they're the only children here, which makes the attendants helping them to get ready pause and exchange looks with each other. Very curious. Osha wants to know what's outside Brendok. Mei says she has everything she needs here. It's time for the ceremony to begin. Coral leads a group of witches in the ceremony until Mother Asaya arrives, moving through the crowd. This is the first ascension ceremony since her coven was forced into exile. These women were hunted, and their power was considered to be dark. Who was the group of women on Star Trek?
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing. I should have looked it up, but I didn't.
Yeah. The birth of the twins revitalized their coven. The women chant together, pulling from power of the Force. And Asaya gives Mei her vows to their coven, blessing her with power and marking her faith. Mei's ascension is complete. When it's Osha's turn for her vows, however, she hesitates and stutters out her vow. Before Anasaya can bestow her power to Osha, the ceremony is interrupted.
Therein lies my theory. I think the reason why Mei has so much power with the dark side of the Force, at least, or the Force,
right,
and Osha doesn't, is because she didn't get that from Anasaya. She didn't get that,
right.
What do you want to call it, blessing with the thread. Also, I don't doubt when the women were hunted, their powers considered dark because they were women.
Right. And they call themselves witches. So that.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
No.
Yeah. So that's what do you think? Mei is more powerful than Osha because she got the Anasaya's blessing, let's call it.
Yes, I think so. Now, of course, they both got the mark over there on their forehead.
Yep.
So
as we move on, the Jedi have arrived. Witches surround the girls to hide them from the Jedi. And Asaya tells her coven members to lower their weapons, going to greet the Jedi herself. She tells everyone, no violence. Four Jedi arrive, Saul, Dara, Torben, and Kalnaka, who, 16 years in the future, are the ones that Mei is hunting. Still, that's still a question to be answered. Why? I mean, we know what happened by the end of the episode.
Yeah, by the end of the episode. But yeah, how could Mei have such hatred to all four of them? Well, it has to be that they convince Mei to go off with them.
I suspect that Osha has a problem with Mei because Mei's a little weird.
Yes.
And she likes to squash bugs, generally speaking. And so I wonder if someone is like, pulling your thread, pulling your strength.
Yeah.
That somebody in the dark side and started way early that the witches don't even know about.
I wouldn't doubt it a bit.
So Azendara greets the witches, introducing herself, Saul and Kaneka, as Mester and Torben as her Padawan. She says they thought the planet was uninhabited. Eye roll. But Anasaya doesn't believe the Jedi. And Dara is concerned these witches are training children he starts to state Republic law. And Asaya is quick to point out that the planet of Brendok is not part of the Republic, and therefore it doesn't have to follow their laws. Real doubles down, saying there are no children here. During this, Osha sneaks forward to get a look at the Jedi, wanting to see their robes and sabers. Kanaka can smell the girl, saying such to his peers, and Indara calls them to come out. Osha comes out before the Jedi, walking up to Saul. They ask to meet Mei, and on Asaya's approval, Mei comes out too. Saul makes a mark on Mei's forehead from the ascension ceremony that wasn't there in the morning. Creepy soul.
Yeah.
Peeking on them.
Yeah. Thrill realizes they've been spied on. All the witches clamor at the Jedi, chastising them for trying to take their children away from them. Saul removes his lightsaber and hands it to Osha. He says he thinks she would make a good Jedi. Osha wants to go with him, turning to her mother. Suddenly, Torben falls to the ground as darkness spreads in his eyes until they become black. And Asaya threatens his life unless the Jedi leave. Osha begs her mother to let her show the Jedi what she can do. Indara asks Anasaya for her permission to at least test Osha. Anasaya releases Torben, saying that they will bring Osha to the Jedi the next day. Saul wants Mei too, which Anasaya agrees to. With that, the Jedi leave. Later that night, Anasaya meets with her advisors. Kirrell wants to fight the Jedi, but Anasaya thinks the Jedi should test the girls. Coral is vehemently against this idea, but Anasaya says the final choice is hers and the girls will be tested. Coral pushes back that she carried the girls that Anasaya created inside of her.
What?
She fears what would happen if the Jedi discovered how Anasaya truly made the girls.
Wonder if we'll ever get an answer for that.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too. It was kind of the legend of Anakin Skywalker too. He didn't have a father.
Right.
Right. You say so. So, they are interrupted by the elder Nasa. The old woman says the coven loses the girls if they pass the test. If they want the girls to stay, they must fail the Jedi test. The next day, Anasaya tells the girl to purposely fail the Jedi test. Mei tells her sister to do it so they will not be separated from each other or their mothers. Osha wants to be a Jedi, swearing they're good. Anasaya says this isn't about good or bad or good. This is about power and those who are allowed to use it. Well, can't be anti-woman because Indara is a woman and she wants to... Okay. Coral comes to fetch them to take the girls to the Jedi camp at their ship. Before they get there, Mei tells Osha to lie no matter what, making her pinky swear. While Mei is being tested, Osha sees Kelnaka working on repairing him on that speeder.
Yep.
She approaches the Wookiee to speak with him, but Mei has finished her test and Torben comes for Osha. Inside, she asks the Padawan about his lightsaber, and he takes her blood sample. That was weird. Didn't even tell her.
Ow!
Yeah. I mean, they don't like people testing kids, but they test kids or recruit kids. And then they're spying on them, and then blood sample without a warning. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And then Jera and Saul begin her test. It's like test Anakin Skywalker took in episode 1 of The Phantom Menace before the Jedi Council, where he had to say which images were on the screen he couldn't see.
On the first image, Osha lies. Saul lies right back, saying she got the answer right. Again, they do this on the second answer, and Osha accidentally slips that she knows Saul is lying. Saul takes her to the side, telling her how he was found by the Jedi. He can see that she's special, but is also scared to leave her family. He was, too, when he was tested at 4 years old.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. He found other children like them, which piques her interest because there are so many more children. She's never been around other children other than her sister. She tells Saul she wants to be a Jedi. Afterwards, she can't even look at Mei, who realizes what happened. That night, the twins speak to their mother. Osha defends her actions as it was the right thing to do. Mei and Coral are angry. Coral blaming Saul and his mind trick. Osha finally tells them the truth. She wants her own life away from Mei to see the galaxy and to be a Jedi. She doesn't want to be a witch. Mei is furious and has to be dragged out by Coral before she throttles her sister. Now with her mother, Osha apologizes.
But Anasaya stops her, giving Osha the choice to pull the thread. She won't see her family again, but it would be Osha's path to take. Hugging her mother, Osha decides that she wants to be a Jedi. Anasaya still has to speak with her advisors, but she will consider Osha's wants in the discussion. She sends Osha off. In her room, Osha packs her thing to get ready to leave. May arrives, saying that her sister can't leave. Osha is stuck there now. And in turn, May says she will kill Osha. She can't leave? Whoa.
Yeah.
No wonder Osha freaked out.
Once out of there.
Yeah. Go squash some bugs, kid. Taking Osha's sketchbook, May runs outside before locking Osha in her room. May sets the sketchbook on fire and uses it to ignite the door and only exit out of there. Osha crawls to the vents to get out of the room, putting her in the back hallway. Hey, you know what, Steve?
Yeah.
She lit that sketchbook on fire, and then we hear like a clink of glass that was that oddball torch they had.
Right.
We didn't see May drop it. I mean, in all probability,
right, yeah.
She did. But I wonder if this was the unseen force or person that has been guiding May, and maybe it's part of the coven. And if not part of the coven, then someone they're not aware of that's sneaking around there. Maybe even the future, acolyte or dark figure.
Right. Very possible. All around her, she hears the witches screaming as the fire spreads to the mechanical part of the fortress their home is built into. She sees May right before an explosion happens near her. It takes out part of a bridge separating the girl. May tells Osha their mother is dead, blaming Osha for all this. Suddenly, Sol sprints to look for both girls. The bridge collapses and Sol lunges out. He snags Osha's hand, but May falls into the chasm below. He pulls Osha to safety and the two flee the fire. Throughout the building, the witches are dead, their bodies lying everywhere on the floor. Osha sees her mother's body screaming for her. Sol carries her away from the carnage to safety as the coven burns. Later, Osha wakes up on the Jedi ship calling for her mother. Sol, Indara, Torben, and Kilnaka soothe her. Sol tells her that May's fire destroyed everything. Osha begins to cry for her family, who is now lost. He offers to take her on as his Padawan. She pulls Sol into a hug as she sobs, and he promises her that she will never feel like this again. Yeah, episode ends with May under the Bantha tree, looking for sister who isn't there anymore.
So, to add to my theory, when May fell, first of all, I was surprised Sol didn't rescue her by using the Force. He grabbed her.
Yes, yeah.
And he rescued her before in the first episode.
Yeah. Right?
Second, by using the Force, so why didn't use it this time? Anyway, I wonder if that unseen figure I've been theorizing about, either a traitor in the coven or the dark figure that May reports to in the future, rescued her, using the dark Force or whatever.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Yeah.
It was down there at the bottom just waiting for something to happen.
We didn't see
her fall. I mean, she went down, but we didn't see her land, that's for sure.
We didn't see Coral either, right?
Right.
Aha! I wonder if Coral is the...
her master.
Yeah.
All right. It wouldn't surprise me.
Lock that one away.
Yep.
Well, if you watch the preview for next week, I don't know if you want to discuss that or not, but the dark figure says something pretty revealing. Do you want to pull that out of it or just wait till next week?
Let's wait till next week.
Okay. So let's get to the ratings then. Out of 5, Steve, what do you have?
I gave it 4 out of 5 bratty sisters.
Oh, I'm in the family mood too. I gave it 3 out of 5 fatherless kids.
Nice. Well, we'd love to have your feedback on this and every other episode of season 1 of The Acolyte. You can send us recording with your thoughts or an email, fangirlzone.com. We'll get it on the air.
There's a Fangirl Zone on Twitter too, right? Or whatever you want to call it these days.
Yeah, I think there is, yeah.
Okay, good. So please review and rate us on iTunes and any other platform you use to get your podcasts. Good ratings and reviews. It helps other fans of the show find us, as there are plenty of other Mandalorian-type podcasts out there. Or Ahsoka and Acolyte podcasts. Tell your friends, and I hope you're enjoying our podcast. And don't forget to check out the other great Fangirl Zone podcasts.
Check out our new and improved FangirlZone.com webpage. It has all our podcasts up there and some nice pictures and all our contact information. So if you want to get a hold of one of us individually or the whole group, all our socials are there. So
follow the thread.
Yes, follow the thread. So for this episode of the Mudhorn Cladcast, I'm Sith Lord Steve. Pull the thread. Change everything. It ties you to your destiny.
And this is Beskar Dave. Hey, fanboys. They said witches, not bitches. Calm down.